Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A critical medical supplies dispatch from India to the Democratic Republic of Congo marks a significant milestone in global health diplomacy, and we are going to unpack the details of this story. First, let's set the context. The World Health Organization, or WHO, declared the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern, or FIC, on 17 May 2026. As of 27 May, the outbreak had recorded over 1,000 suspected infections and more than 220 deaths. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that India has dispatched emergency pharmaceutical supplies, including diagnostics, therapeutics, infection prevention materials, and case management consumables, to the Africa CDC's Eastern Africa Regional Coordinating Center in Uganda for onward deployment to the affected zones in the DRC. What makes this significant is that the outbreak is caused by the Bundibugyo strain Ebola, one of the six known Ebola species. Now, you might wonder, what is AFIC? AFIC is declared by the WHO Director General under the International Health Regulations, or IHR, 2005, when a public health crisis has the potential to spread internationally and requires a coordinated response. Building on this, let's look at India's role in this crisis. India's shipment is part of its Africa health diplomacy, which has several pillars. First, there's Vaccine Maitri, launched in January 2021, under which Indian-made vaccines, such as Covishield, Covaxin, and Corbivax, have been supplied to over 100 countries, including more than 46 African nations, with over 30 million doses distributed so far. Crucially, India has also been involved in the Pan-Africa e-network project, which provided telemedicine and tele-education services to 48 African countries between 2009 and 2017. This project has been succeeded by eVidya Bharati and eArogya Bharati, or eVBAB, launched in October 2019, which offers tele-education and telemedicine services to African students and doctors. It is worth pausing here to note that India supplies around 20% of generic medicines to Africa by value, including large volumes of antiretroviral drugs for HIV/AIDS, artemisinin-based combination therapies for malaria, and tuberculosis drugs. Additionally, India provides skill and health worker training through the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, or ITEC, scholarships for African health workers, as well as accepting African students in Indian medical colleges under bilateral arrangements. And here is something that surprises many students: India has a significant role in the WHO Africa region, operationalized through the Hyderabad WHO Global Center for Traditional Medicine, which was inaugurated in April 2022, following a March 2022 agreement. Now, let us turn to the larger frame of India's Africa strategy. This strategy is significant because it showcases India's soft power and health diplomacy, which is one of its most respected Global South credentials. But why does this matter for India? The answer lies in the fact that this diplomatic effort is a counter to Chinese health diplomacy in Africa, which is well-funded but slower and less trust-anchored than India's efforts. Moreover, this reciprocity bolsters India's positioning in the African Union, which joined the G20 in 2023 at India's initiative. Now, let us look at the significance of the current dispatch. This shipment signals India's domestic capability in handling biosafety, cold chain, and cargo logistics for level 4 pathogens, which is now globally credible. However, there are also watch points to consider, such as travel-related risk, misinformation, and the balance between affordable pharmaceutical supply and intellectual property framework. So what exactly changed? The fact that India has demonstrated its ability to respond quickly to global health emergencies, which is a critical aspect of its health diplomacy. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is now a trusted partner in global health security, which has significant implications for its foreign policy and diplomacy. Now, let us turn to the way forward. Prepositioned regional stockpiles in Africa CDC hubs, such as those in Uganda and South Africa, could enable faster deployment of emergency supplies in the future. Bilateral health emergency memoranda of understanding with key countries, such as the DRC and other East African states, could also facilitate cooperation. Furthermore, the activation of an AU-India Joint Health Emergency Operations Center, which has been long mooted, could provide a critical platform for coordinating responses to health emergencies. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The WHO declared the FEC on 17 May 2026 for the DRC Bundibugyo Ebola outbreak. India's shipment was dispatched on 28 May 2026 to the Africa CDC Eastern Africa Regional Coordinating Center in Uganda. The outbreak strain is the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, one of the six known Ebola species. As of 27 May 2026, there were over 1,000 suspected cases and more than 220 deaths. The FEC authority lies with the WHO Director General under the IHR 2005. Vaccine Maitri was launched in January 2021, and the WHO Global Center for Traditional Medicine was inaugurated in Jamnagar, Gujarat, in April 2022. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, which covers the effect of policies and politics of developed and developing countries on India's interests, as well as important international institutions, agencies, and fora. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, Disaster Management and Biosecurity, which covers disaster and disaster management, biosecurity, and health emergencies. Analytically, this topic offers several hooks for your mains answers, including India's health diplomacy as a soft power vector, Africa as the next geopolitical theater, and post-COVID global health governance, particularly the WHO pandemic treaty status. Remember this number, over 1,000 suspected cases and more than 220 deaths in the DRC Ebola outbreak. Note this carefully, India's role in the WHO Africa region is operationalized through the Hyderabad WHO Global Center for Traditional Medicine. In conclusion, India's dispatch of emergency medical supplies to the DRC marks a significant milestone in its Africa health diplomacy, showcasing its soft power and commitment to global health security, and this has significant implications for its foreign policy and diplomacy. The impact of this effort will be felt not only in Africa but also in the broader geopolitical landscape, as India continues to assert its position as a trusted partner in global health security.